Embarking on a journey through the fascinating landscape of our brains, Brain Rules by John Medina offers a compelling exploration into the principles that govern our cognitive functions, behaviors, and overall well-being. Each rule, from the critical importance of exercise to the nuances of gender differences in brain wiring, serves as a beacon, guiding us towards more effective leadership, enhanced team performance, and a deeper understanding of ourselves and those we work with. As we navigate through these principles, we uncover the profound impact of sleep, stress management, sensory integration, and the undeniable power of exploration. This exploration isn't just academic. It's a practical blueprint for harnessing the full potential of our most valuable asset, our brain. Let's talk about Rule 1, the incredible impact of exercise on brain power. Here's a bit of fascinating background. Our ancestors were always on the move, which has deeply influenced how our brains best operate today. For us in leadership positions, recognizing that connection between staying active and staying sharp is super valuable. It's not just a nice to have. It's essential for keeping our minds in top shape. Now, here's the thing. When we skip on integrating movement into our day, we're not just missing out on health benefits. We're also risking lower productivity, less creativity, and a dip in job satisfaction across our teams. So, what can we do about it? Here's a practical tip. Encourage breaks specifically for stretching or walking during the workday. Maybe even shake things up with walking meetings. It's a simple move, but it sends a powerful message about valuing both well-being and performance. Plus, it's a great way to help everyone, including ourselves, stay energized and focused. Let's lead by example and make movement a regular part of our work culture. Moving on to Rule 2, survival and how our brains have evolved as well. It's pretty cool to think about the brain as this ultimate survival organ, crafted over millennia to navigate and solve problems in ever-changing environments. This evolutionary journey has left us with some superpowered cognitive abilities, even if we're not exactly winning any arm-wrestling matches with gorillas. Here's why this matters for us as leaders. Feeling safe is foundational for us to tap into those incredible brain capabilities. If our teams don't feel secure in their work environment, we're basically leaving untapped potential on the table. The risk? Well, without that sense of safety, people are more likely to be on edge, less open to collaboration, and generally underperforming compared to when they feel secure and valued. So, what can we do? Here's a hands-on idea. Actively work on building trust and relationships within your team. This could be as simple as regular check-ins where team members can share not just updates on projects, but also how they're feeling. These conversations can go a long way in making everyone feel heard, valued, and safe. It's about creating a culture where people know they have the support they need to do their best work. Plus, it's a fantastic way to strengthen the team dynamic. Now let's dive into Rule 3, wiring. This one's all about embracing the unique ways our brains are put together. It's fascinating. We're essentially hardwired to be flexible. Each person's brain develops at its own pace, in its own style, meaning that diversity in thought and approach isn't just nice, it's natural. Why does this matter for leadership? Well, it highlights the importance of creating environments that cater to this diversity in brain wiring. If we fail to recognize and nurture the very ways people think and process information, we might not fully leverage the potential within our teams. The risk here is clear. A one-size-fits-all approach can lead to missed opportunities for innovation and problem-solving. So, what's a practical step we can take? Encourage and provide opportunities for continuous learning and development. This could be through offering a variety of training programs, supporting attendance at conferences, or even hosting internal workshops where team members can share their skills and knowledge. By doing so, we're not just acknowledging the unique wiring of each brain, we're actively engaging and developing it. This approach not only boosts individual and team performance, but also fosters a culture of growth and inclusivity. On to Rule 4, attention. This rule gets straight to the point. We just can't focus on boring stuff. Our brains are wired to pay attention to things that spark our interest or emotions, thanks to the deep connection between attention and memory. It's all about what resonates with us based on our past experiences. Plus, when it comes to learning or absorbing new information, emotion plays a key role in making things stick. For us in leadership roles, understanding this rule is crucial, especially when it comes to communication. Here's the deal. If we're not making our messages engaging or emotionally resonant, we're likely not getting through as effectively as we could be. And there's a risk to not applying this rule, presentations fall flat, messages get lost, and ultimately, our ability to lead and inspire can take a hit. What can we do about it? Well, when you're presenting or sharing information with your team, try weaving in compelling stories or creating moments that tap into emotions. And remember, multitasking is a myth when it comes to focusing attention. Encourage your team to tackle tasks one at a time to reduce errors and increase efficiency. By applying these insights, we can enhance our communication, making sure our messages not only capture attention, but also leave a lasting impact. Let's explore Rule 5, short-term memory, which essentially operates under a repeat-to-remember mantra. It's fascinating to learn that our brains can hold approximately 7 bits of information for just under 30 seconds. To extend this fleeting window, repetition is key. It turns out that the fate of information, whether it sticks around or vanishes, is often decided within moments of its arrival in our brains. For leaders, this insight is incredibly valuable. It emphasizes the importance of reinforcing key messages and information. If we don't revisit and reiterate important points, there's a high chance they'll slip through the cracks of our team's consciousness. Ignoring this rule risks important information being forgotten, which can lead to misunderstandings or missed opportunities. So, what's a practical application? When conveying important messages or instructions, make sure to repeat them in different ways and at different times. This could mean following up a meeting with a summary email, using visuals in presentations, or even creating simple, repeatable catchphrases that encapsulate key concepts. Another effective strategy is to recreate the context or environment where the learning first happened when you need to recall it. By consciously applying this rule, we can significantly enhance our team's ability to retain and recall crucial information, making our communication efforts much more effective. Diving into Rule 6, long-term memory, which doubles down on the concept of repetition, but with a long-haul perspective. It's a bit of an eye-opener to realize that the journey from learning something to locking it into long-term memory can span years. This slow-burn process underscores the necessity of not just repetition, but strategic repetition over time to deeply ingrain knowledge and skills. For those of us leading teams, this rule sheds light on the importance of patience and persistence in learning and development efforts. Quick fixes or one-off training sessions aren't enough to foster deep, lasting understanding or skill mastery. Skipping this approach can lead to superficial knowledge that fades quickly, leaving our teams underprepared and less effective. So, how can we apply this? Break down complex information or skills into manageable chunks and revisit these regularly over time. This could mean scheduling follow-up sessions well after initial training or incorporating review segments into regular meetings. Also, encourage your team to space out their learning activities and reflect on what they've absorbed. This method not only helps to solidify knowledge, but also makes it more accessible when it's needed down the line. By embracing the slow, repetitive nature of building long-term memory, we can create a culture of deep, continuous learning within our teams. Next up is Rule 7, sleep, which is all about the mantra, sleep well, think well. It turns out that skimping on sleep doesn't just leave us feeling groggy. It hits hard across the board, affecting our attention, memory, mood, and even our problem-solving and motor skills. Interestingly, while our bodies rest, our brains are anything but idle. They're busy processing and consolidating what we've learned during the day. For leaders, the takeaway here is crystal clear. Prioritizing sleep is not a luxury. It's a necessity for peak performance. Ignoring the critical role of sleep can lead to a cascade of negative impacts, not just for us, but for our teams as well. It can result in diminished decision-making capabilities, reduced creativity, and a less engaged workforce. So, what can we do to put this rule into action? First off, rethink meeting schedules. Avoid setting up crucial discussions or decisions too early in the day, especially if they fall within that 12-hour window post the midpoint of our typical sleep cycle. This ensures everyone's more likely to be at their cognitive best. Additionally, promoting a culture that values short breaks for rest or less intense activities, like a quick 15 to 20-minute nap or quiet time, can be incredibly beneficial. These practices can help refresh our minds and improve overall productivity and well-being. Encouraging a healthy sleep culture not only boosts individual performance, but also contributes to a more vibrant, effective team environment. Now let's tackle Rule 8, stress and its impact on our brains. It's quite revealing to understand that our brains are simply not built for the long haul of stress. Short-term, stress can be a motivator, but when it becomes a constant companion, It begins to chip away at our memory, our ability to think clearly, and even our motor skills. Over time, enduring stress can also take a toll on our immune system, making us more susceptible to illness. For leaders, recognizing and addressing stress is not just about maintaining productivity. It's about safeguarding the health and cognitive function of our teams. Neglecting the signs of stress can lead to burnout, decreased job satisfaction, and a host of health problems, all of which can deeply affect the overall performance and morale of the team. What steps can we take? Creating an environment that actively manages and mitigates stress is key. This might mean providing resources for stress management, encouraging regular breaks, and fostering open communication about workload and mental health. Equally important is leading by example, showing that it's okay to step back and recharge. Remember, the brain we bring to work is the same one we bring home. Ensuring both environments support mental well-being is crucial for us to thrive, both professionally and personally. Encouraging a balanced approach to work and life stresses can make a significant difference in creating a resilient, productive team. On to Rule 9, Sensory Integration. This rule shines a light on how our brains soak up information, emphasizing that the more senses are involved, the deeper and more lasting our memories become. It's a reminder that learning and remembering aren't just about seeing or hearing. They're about engaging as fully as possible with the world around us. For those in leadership, this insight offers a powerful tool for enhancing learning, communication, and memory within teams. By not tapping into the full spectrum of sensory engagement, we risk messages being forgotten or not fully understood, which can lead to misalignment and inefficiencies. How can we apply this in practice? Think about making meetings, training sessions, or any form of team engagement more multisensory. For instance, beyond just presenting information visually, consider how you can incorporate touch through hands-on activities, sound with music or natural sounds where appropriate, or even smell and taste if you're feeling adventurous. The goal is to create more immersive experiences that help information stick. For remote teams, this might mean encouraging participants to create a specific physical setup that enhances their focus or using virtual reality and augmented reality tools to simulate a multisensory environment. By actively engaging more senses, we can foster a more memorable and impactful learning and working environment. Rule 10 dives into vision, highlighting it as our most dominant sense. It's quite astounding to learn that vision consumes half of our brain's resources. This dominance of sight over our other senses has significant implications, especially when it comes to remembering information. The stark difference in recall rates, with a mere 10% for information heard versus a whopping 65% for information seen with accompanying visuals, underscores the power of visual learning. For leaders, this rule underscores the critical importance of visual aids in communication and learning initiatives. By relying heavily on text or spoken words alone, we're not fully leveraging our team's potential to absorb and retain information. This oversight can lead to less effective communication and learning outcomes, which in turn can impact performance and productivity. So, what's a practical takeaway? When preparing presentations, reports, or any material intended to inform or educate, prioritize visuals. This could mean incorporating more charts, graphs, images, or videos into PowerPoint presentations, rather than crowding slides with text. The goal is to tap into the brain's inherent preference for visual information, making your messages more engaging, memorable, and effective. This approach not only enhances comprehension and retention, but also makes the communication process more enjoyable and impactful for everyone involved. Rule 11 brings to light the intriguing differences between male and female brains, particularly in how each gender tends to process and remember information. It's rooted in genetics, with the X chromosome playing a significant role in brain development. This genetic variance contributes to men typically remembering the broad strokes or the gist of situations, whereas women tend to recall the finer details with greater precision. For leaders, this insight is invaluable. It underscores the importance of diversity within teams, not just in terms of skills or cultural background, but also in terms of gender. By overlooking or underappreciating this aspect, we might miss out on leveraging the full spectrum of cognitive strengths our teams possess. This can lead to a narrow perspective on problem-solving and decision-making, potentially overlooking critical details or alternative viewpoints. So, how can we apply this knowledge? actively seek to build and nurture teams that balance male and female perspectives. This diversity ensures that both the big picture and the intricate details are considered in discussions, planning, and problem solving. In practical terms, this could mean encouraging diverse teams to collaborate on projects, ensuring that decision-making processes involve input from both genders, and valuing the different ways in which information is processed and recalled. This approach not only enriches the team's work, but also fosters a more inclusive and dynamic workplace culture.